Red Cross Speaks Out. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Red Cross pleading for a ceasefire in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol. In a video posted on Facebook Sunday evening, Ukrainian President Zelensky pushing for a meeting with Russian President Putin. Zelensky also pleading for a no-fly zone over Ukraine after Russian forces struck an airbase in western Ukraine, killing 35 people and wounding 134. Russia asking China for military assistance before invading Ukraine. An American journalist now a casualty in the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Brent Renault was 50 years old. He was an experienced journalist. He'd won a Peabody Award. He'd covered numerous conflicts in the past. And he was here to tell the story of the civilians who are caught up in this battle. What we know so far is that he was in the town of Irpin. He had passed through a Ukrainian checkpoint. He approached a Russian checkpoint, and at which point they opened fire on him. As the car tried to turn around, bullets riddled the car, and Brent was hit in the neck. He died on the scene.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kyiv, Ukraine. Renaud's colleague also hit by gunfire. He is expected to recover. Tom Brady is back, baby. The seven-time Super Bowl champ is unretiring. Fox's Bob Mortali.
6 weeks after announcing his retirement from the NFL, Brady says he's coming back after all. The 44-year-old Brady plans on returning to the gridiron with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Brady made the announcement on Twitter. He wrote, "These past 2 months, I've realized my place is still on the field and not in the stands. That time will come." He ended the tweet with, "Unfinished business, LFG." Brady is a seven-time Super Bowl champ. He'll enter his 23rd season later this year.
Brady winning Super Bowl 55 with the Buccaneers. Iran shooting 12 ballistic missiles into northern Iraq city of Erbil early Sunday near a U.S. consulate. There were no U.S. deaths or injuries. The mayor of Erbil calling the missile launch an act of terrorism. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Police identifying man who stabbed two workers at the entrance of New York City's Museum of Modern Art. Police have not yet apprehended the suspect.
Video shows the man jumping over the reception desk and attacking the workers. Deputy New York City Police Commissioner John Miller says the suspect is 60-year-old Gary Cabana, who tried to see a film at the museum but was denied entry because his museum membership was revoked the day before.
His membership had expired as a result of two incidents involving disorderly conduct here at the museum on two separate dates in recent days.
The two victims went to the hospital in stable condition, one stabbed in the back and neck, the other in the left collarbone. Roger Stern, Fox News.
The U.S. continuing to see gas prices rise. When is it going to stop?
Gas prices now stand at a record average of $4.43 a gallon, up 79 cents in just the last 2 weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lumberg says this is unprecedented.
This was a record not only for the amount of the hike and the price, but for speed, because that amounts to nearly 6 cents per day for the past 14 days.
Russia is the second largest exporter of oil in the world, and Lumberg says the invasion of Ukraine upset an already tight crude oil market. She adds that, unfortunately, Americans will have to get used to the current pricing level. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Get ready for March Madness. The brackets have been revealed for the 2022 NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. The top seeds in each region are Gonzaga, Arizona, Kansas, and last year's winner, Baylor. And congratulations, Chase Briscoe, for winning your first NASCAR Cup Series victory at the Ruoff Mortgage 500 at Phoenix Raceway.
Into turn three for the final time, driving for his boyhood idol, Tony Stewart, Chase Briscoe becomes the 200th winner in the history of the NASCAR Cup Series.
Fox TV with the final call. Ross Chastain finishing second and Tyler Riddick ending up third. I'm Laura Cantor and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.